And friends, good night. Evening, good evening.
没有什么反应。
There's no response.
大家都不好吗？
It's no good.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，晚上好。
Good evening, brothers, sisters, and friends.
常言道，有心拜年，十五不晚。
There's a saying that if you have a heart to have a greeting for the New Year's, even after 15 days, it's not too late.
明天才是元宵节啊。
Tomorrow is the Lantern Festival.
所以今天在这里再一次问候大家，新年好。
So today, once again, I wish everybody a Happy New Year.
哦，这次声音稍微大一点啊。
Much better this time.
我们小时候啊。
When we were little.
每年新年开始的头一天。
That in the New Year.
我说开学的头一天呢。
The first day when we start school.
老师总是叫我们写一篇作文。
Our teacher always asks us to write a composition.
题目是呢，全新的开始。
The topic would be a new beginning.
老师说呢。
Our teacher says.
一年之计在于春呢。
The planning for the year begins in spring.
一日之计在于晨呢。
The planning for the day is in the morning.
为了你们的进步。
For your progress.
你们要好好的计划一下。
You should plan well.
好好想一想，在这新的一年里面，你们该怎么努力
？Think about in this new year, what can you do to be better？
那被老师鼓动了一番之后呢
？After being encouraged by my teacher，
我们这些同学这个个热血沸腾呢
？We become very motivated。
于是我们就开始写了。
So we began to write。
新年开始了。
The new year has begun。
这是一个全新的开始。
It's a new beginning。
我要下定决心。
I'm determined in this new year.
在这新的一年里面，我要做好下面的十件事情。
In this new year, I will do 10 good things.
第一件。
Number one.
我要好好学习。
Study well.
我要第二件。
Second.
我要每天早晨出去跑步，锻炼身体。
That I will get up every morning to go run to exercise.
第三。
Number three.
第四，如何如何如何。
Number four, etc., etc.
可是每当到年底的时候
，But by the end of every year，
我再回头来看我年初的时候所写的
，When I turn back and look at what I wrote in the beginning of the year，
请问有做到吗
？Did I make it？
能做到一两样就已经很不错了。
It would be good if I only did one or two things.
所以每当到年底的时候呢
，So by the year end，
我们的心中总是生出许多的气馁。
In our heart, we feel infinite discouragement.
今天我们要讲的一个题目呢
？Today's topic
也是全新的开始。
Is also a new beginning.
大家心里面可能会想啊
，You must wonder
这个全新的开始有什么特别呢
？What's so different about this new beginning?
是不是也像当年的老师一样给我们一些鼓动
？Is it like how my teacher were like years ago, just encourage me?
好像心灵鸡汤一样啊
，like a chicken noodle soup for your soul。
其实到最后都没有什么用。
But at the end, it's useless。
我先可以告诉大家。
Let me tell you。
大家放心。
Don't worry。
今天我绝对不做那个老师。
I will not be that teacher tonight。
啊，绝对不会出现那样的情形。
It will not be like that。
那么，这是一个什么样的全新的开始呢
？What kind of new beginning is this？
请容许我先讲一点我自己的故事哈。
Let me share my own story with you.
那最近我刚刚回了一趟中国大陆。
Recently, I returned to China to visit relatives.
那回去探亲啊，陪父母过年。
I went to see my family. Spend some time with my parents.
我就见到了我的一个弟弟。
I saw one of my brothers, a little brother.
那我们有弟兄三个。
There's three boys in this family.
我是老大。
I'm the oldest.
老二，我老大和老二，我们都是信耶稣的。
Both me and my younger second brother, first younger brother mine is Christian.
唯有这个老三不信。
This third son, my youngest brother, is not a Christian.
我这个老三的这个兄弟啊
，This brother of mine,
曾经是一个空军飞行员。
He was in the Air Force.
身体是非常棒的。
He was very healthy.
真的是这样。
It is true.
从小的时候，他是我们兄弟三个当中身体最棒的。
Ever since we're young, he was the strongest and healthiest.
可是这次回去呢，我看到他，我心里很难过。
When I returned this time, I was very sad when I saw him.
因为他最近刚刚确诊了帕金森。
He was diagnosed with Parkinson.
走路都不太稳。
He couldn't even walk stably.
才五十出头而已。
He's only a little over 50.
如果说身体得病，这还有很大的偶然性哈。
If getting sick is just by chance.
可是
，But
另外一方面，他的婚姻也是遇到极大的困难。
He also are dealing with difficulties in his marriage.
过去的这十几年的时间里面
，For the last 10 years.
夫妻之间是互相埋怨，互相伤害。
His relationship with his wife, they complain with each to each other, they hurt each other.
所以已经到了几乎到了离婚的边缘。
They're almost getting a divorce.
夫妻关系如此。
The relationship between spouses was not good.
我看他和他的儿子之间的关系也不怎么样。
His relationship with his son was not any better.
他儿子现在是高中生。
His son is currently in high school.
他儿子说他常常出去打牌。
He tells me that his dad always go out to play mahjong.
Yeah, mahjong. 那个口气是不太尊重的。
The tone that he had, clearly his son has no respect for my brother.
我就在想啊。
And I started reflecting.
何至如此呢？
How could this be?
他怎么会走到今天这一步？
How did it end up here?
我在想，我跟他有什么不同呢？
Then I thought, am I any different from him?
我们都是同一个父母所生的。
We were born by the same parents.
我还记得我年轻的时候。
When we were younger.
那时候我刚刚结婚不久。
I just got married.
那有一次我们三个人从北京回武汉。
One time, my wife and this brother of mine took a train together from Beijing to Wuhan.
Yeah. 我们在火车上。
On the train,
那我跟我的太太发生了很激烈的一个争执。
Me and my wife had a very serious argument.
我就当着他，我当着我的弟兄的面。
I was frustrated.
我对我太太说。
And I said to my wife.
我说我的话你要听。
You have to listen to me.
我的话就是法律。
What I say is law.
我那时候是这么霸道的。
Yeah.
我那时候是这么 rude.
He was rude to his wife.
Yeah. 什么叫法律？
What is law?
法律就是你同意的也要遵守，你不同意的也要遵守，对不对？
It is you have to follow whether you agree with it or not.
我很厉害吧？
I was good.
我这样的说话，对我太太的这样的说话。
The way that I talked to my wife.
连我的弟弟都听不下去。
Even my brother thought it was bad.
他跟我太太说。
And he said to my wife.
我哥怎么会这样呢？
How can my brother talk to you like this?
所以弟兄姐妹们朋友们。
Therefore.
从本质上说。
In essence.
我跟我这个弟兄相比，我也比他好不到哪里去。
I am no different from this brother of mine.
但是后面的人生道路。
But the last 30 years of my journey.
后面这三十年一路的走来。
For the last 30 years.
到今天我的生命和生活。
Until now, my life and my living.
那可以说是跟他是有天壤之别的。
Indeed, a world of difference from him.
现在我和我太太之间是非常的和睦。
Me and my wife are very peaceful.
在我的朋友圈当中。
Among our friends.
我们是众人的羡慕的对象。
They're very envious of us.
我跟我儿子之间的关系也非常的好啊。
And me and my kids have a great relationship as well.
那我儿子常常说我是他的 role model.
My son always says I'm his role model.
那我跟我女儿之间的关系也很好。
I have a great relationship with my daughter.
我女儿22岁，去年大学毕业。
She's 22 and graduated from college last year.
她去年夏天竟然愿意陪我去做一个非常远的一个旅行哈。
And she was willing to travel with me last year to a very far places.
我们一起去台湾。
We went to Taiwan together.
我们一起去中国大陆。
We went to China together.
在过程当中，我们碰到很多的朋友。
Along the way, we met many old friends.
他说，这么大的姑娘陪着爸爸一起去旅行，真不容易。
They all found it's unbelievable for have such older kids to travel with me.
我怎么会这样子呢？
How do I end up here?
我们两个人之间，我和我弟弟之间，为什么会有这么大的不同？
Why is such a difference between me and my younger brother?
我思来想去。
I start to reflect.
只有一个答案。
There's only one answer.
我经过一个全新的开始。
I've experienced a new beginning.
但是他没有。
And he didn't.
朋友们，像我弟弟这样的情况是一个个案呢，还是一个普遍的现象？
Friends, is the case for my brother unique or is it a common phenomenon?
今天在我们当中，我们大部分都是移民。
Many among us today are immigrants.
或者是生在移民家庭里面。
Or were born in an immigrant family.
你们知道吗？有数据显示。
Did you know data shows?
来美国的华人移民，
The Chinese people came to U.S.
离婚率高达60%。
The divorce rate is 60%.
而我们的亲子关系又如何呢？
And how's our relationship with our kids?
大家有没有发现？
Have you noticed?
我们辛辛苦苦把孩子养大。
We work so hard to raise our children.
结果他们越大是离我们越远。
The older they get, the further they get away from us.
当我们孩子上高中的时候，
When they're in high school,
他就基本上跟你就没有什么话可以讲了。
They have nothing to say to you.
他每当回家的时候，他就把门一关。
When they get home, they go to their room, close their door.
没有什么话要跟你说的。
And don't want to say anything to you.
这个不是说他不会说话。
It's not that he doesn't know how to talk.
他跟他的朋友们在一起有很多话。
When he's with his friends, they talk endlessly.
他在里面讲电话讲个不停。
They are talking on the phone all the time.
但是就是面对你没话。
But when they face you, they have nothing to say.
你说面对这样的情况，你是不是觉得有点难过呢？
Isn't it sad as a parent?
我曾经在一个朋友家住了好几天呢。
I lived in my friend's house for a couple of days.
这个丈夫呢，是一个沉默寡言的人。
The husband is very quiet.
这个儿子呢，就是上高中的。
The son is in high school.
那基本上他这个儿子在他的自己的房间里面是不出来的。
Basically, the son stays in his room all the time.
我在里面住了几天，我就住不下去了。
I stayed there for a couple days. I couldn't stay any longer.
我就忍不住了，我跟他们说。
And I finally made a comment.
我说你们三个人生活在三个不同的世界里面。
You three of you in this household lives in three different worlds.
我说你们这哪像一个家呀？
This is not a home.
你们之间这个在一起这样的生活哪有一点幸福的感觉？
There's no happiness in this home.
不过是打火锅日子而已。
You're three people just living together.
朋友们，当我们离开中国的时候，
Friends, when we leave China,
我们总觉得中国不好。
We thought China was not good.
拼命要来美国。
Desperately come to the United States.
可是当我们来了美国之后呢？
And after we come to United States,
好像我们的生活也并没有像我们想象的那么美好。
Our lives not better than what we imagined.
年轻人怀着美好的梦想来美国。
Young people came to America with a dream.
那结果就是变成这个样子。
And this is how they end up.
那么年长的人呢？
What about elders, seniors?
在中国的时候，没有来的时候，他们非常想念这里的儿子、女儿和孙子们。
Before, when they were in China, they missed their son, they missed their kids, they missed their grandkids.
他们想象来美国团聚、含饴弄孙，那应该是很幸福的一件事情。
They longed to come to America to reunite with their kids and their grandkids. It must be a wonderful thing.
可是当真正的住在一起了之后，发现根本不是那么回事。
But when they finally lived together, it's not what they thought.
且不说来美国这个语言不通啊。
Not only they will face challenges in terms of language,
而他们也不能开车。
Some cannot drive.
你知道在美国不能开车就像没有腿一样。
And if you can't drive in the US, it's like you have no leg.
哪里也去不了。
You can't go anywhere.
非常的郁闷。
Very depressing.
就是跟孩子和孙子之间呢。
And even a relationship between kids and grandkids.
因为他们多年不在一起啊，发现他们的落差是很大的。
Because they haven't lived together for many years, there are many differences.
很多生活的习惯，很多的观念都不一样了。
Their habits of living and their concept are very different.
没有几天就发现住在一起真不容易。
After a few days living together, they realize it's not easy.
在孩子的家里面，不管做什么，好像都不太对。
When they live in their kids' house, no matter what they do, it seems wrong.
孩子们都非常的忙。
Their kids are busy.
回家以后跟你也没什么话可以讲。
When they return home, they have nothing to say to you.
在家里面忙东忙西，忙了一天。
And even if when you're busy and doing a bunch of things at home whole day,
很累啊。
You are tired.
等孩子们回家以后跟你好像也没什么太多的话可以讲。
But when your kids came home, there's no word. They won't even say a word to you.
更难过的是在这边还没有朋友。
Even worse, there's no friends here.
你有满心的委屈都没有地方可以倾诉的。
They have nobody to talk to.
朋友们。
Friends.
我们到底出了什么问题？
What is wrong here?
我们的一辈子难道就只能这样的过下去吗？
Should we live like this for the rest of our lives?
朋友们，其实我们都需要一个全新的开始。
Friends, we need a new beginning.
这个全新的开始就是相信耶稣。
This new beginning is to believe in Jesus.
我个人的全新的开始是发生在1998年。
My personal new beginning happened in 1998.
换句话说，那是25年以前。
That is 25 years ago.
这么多年过去了。
All these years,
我就深深地体会一件事情。
I truly feel,
相信耶稣。
Believe in Jesus Christ.
对于一个人来说。
For the person,
对于一个家庭来说。
For the family,
实在是太重要，太宝贵了。
It's truly important and precious.
有年长的朋友可能会说了。
Many older folks,
你们来美国还很年轻啊。
Will say, when you came to America, you were young.
年轻人改变很容易。
It's very easy to change when you were
young. 我们现在年纪很大了。
Now that I'm older.
生就的脾气，长成的痣啊，改不了了。
That our temper does not change. It's kind of like a mole, cannot be changed.
朋友们，其实不是这样子的。
Friends, that's not true.
我认识一个伯父。
I know a uncle.
他的孩子是我们教会的弟兄。
His kids is one of the brothers in our church.
儿子把他接到美国来养老。
The son brought him to United States.
刚从中国来的时候，那是一个典型的中国式的老人家。
When he first came, he's a typical Chinese senior.
跟人在一起的时候总是有一点戒心一样的。
He always had a wall up when he was with people.
即使是笑也笑得很勉强。
Even when he smiles, he has some reservation.
结果来了不久
，But not too long after he came here，
儿子就带他来教会信耶稣。
His son brought him to church and he believed in Jesus。
真的相信了。
And he believed。
刚好那个时候呢，我就回中国工作去了。
But at that time I had to go back to China。
两年之后我回来美国。
2 years later when I returned from China。
去教会礼拜的时候就又再次碰见这个老人家。
And I bumped into this uncle in church.
我就发现他完全变了一个人了。
I discovered he's a brand new person.
喜乐满怀啊。
Full of joy.
脸上满了红光啊。
There's like red light on his face.
谈起这两年信主的事情啊。
When he talked about his faith for the last 2 years in Christ.
那口中是充满了感谢和赞美。
It's full of thanksgiving and praises.
一直在跟我讲，哇，信主是太好了。
He kept telling me how wonderful it is to believe in the Lord.
为什么信耶稣这么厉害？
Why believing Jesus is so good?
不管是年轻人也好，还是老人家也好。
Whether you're young or you're old.
立即让他们有这么大的改变了。
Can have such change.
我们今天就来试图来解开这个谜。
Let's solve for this let's solve for this mystery.
我们先来读一节圣经的经文。
Let's read a scripture in the Bible.
是在哥林多后书5:17。
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Yeah, 哥林多后书5:17。
Yep. Second.
Yeah, 可以帮忙把它打开。
We're waiting for the
哥林多后书五章十七节。嗯。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
好，翻到过后我们一起来念一下。
Let's read together.
或者是中文，或者是英文。
Whether it's English or Chinese.
来，一起来。
Let's go.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。好，我们再来念一遍哈，一起来。
Let's read one more time together.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。我想我分享三个重点。
I'm going to share in three parts.
第一个。
First.
相信耶稣可以叫我们得着一个新的生命。
Believe in Jesus, we will receive a new life.
第二个。
Second.
因为我们得着了一个新的生命。
Because we receive this new life.
所以我们就会有一个新的生活。
We will have a new way of living.
第三个。
Third.
这个新生命、新生活的起点在哪里呢？
Where is the beginning point of this new life and new way of living?
所以三个方面哈。
It's from those three parts.
第一个，新生命。
First, new life.
第二个，新生活。
Second, new way of living.
第三个，是这个全新的生命和生活的起点。
The beginning of this new life and new living.
我们先来分享第一个重点哈。
Let's share the first part.
新生命。
New life.
五章十七节这里说，若有人在基督里。
Chapter 5 verse 17 says, if anyone in Christ.
很明显，这里有个意思啊。
Obviously, there's a meaning here.
有的人在基督里，有的人不在基督里。
It implies that some people is in Christ and some people is not.
那什么叫做在基督里呢？
What does that mean that anyone's in Christ?
我等一下再来讲这个。
I'll talk about this in a little bit.
那我先简单一点的说。
Let me simplify this.
信耶稣的人就是在基督里。
Believing Jesus means in Christ.
不信耶稣的人就不在基督里。
People who don't believe in Jesus are not in Christ.
那这里我们就有一个问题了。
Now we have a follow-up question.
当我还没有信耶稣的时候，那我在哪里呢？
So where was I before I believed in Jesus?
你可能会说，
You probably would say,
我也不知道我在哪里啊。
I don't know where I was.
反正我就是跟大家一样就对了。
I'm just like everybody else.
学习。
Study.
念书。
Get an education.
上大学。
Go to college.
甚至于念博士。
Try to get a PhD.
我跟大家一样。
Everybody lived the same way.
大家怎么活，我也怎么活。
How people live, that's how I live.
大家追求什么，我也追求什么。
What people pursue, I will pursue.
大家喜欢什么，我也喜欢什么。
What everybody likes, I will like.
这叫做什么呢？
What is this called?
这个其实就叫做在世界里。
This is called in the world.
或者说在世俗里。
Or in a secular world.
所以不在基督里面，就是在世界里面。
So, if you're not in Christ,You're in the world.
不在基督里面，就是在世俗里。
If you're not in Christ, you're in the secular world.
我们落在这个世界里面，落在这个世俗里面，我们会怎么样？
When we're in the secular world, what happens to us?
我们快乐吗？
Are we happy?
我们刚刚提到过。
I just mentioned earlier.
其实不太快乐的。
We're not happy.
从年幼的时候就开始，就好像是活在一种说不出来的忧郁的里面。
Ever since when we're young, it seems we're living in an unspeakable sorrow.
我前段时间看过一张图片。
I saw a picture a couple days ago.
是一个 baby 生下来。
It's a picture when a baby was born.
然后上面有一个纸条子写着。
And there's a writing on it.
离高考还有6574天。
You are 6574 days away from the college entrance exam.
刚刚生下来的 baby，
the baby was just born，
就要面对这个压力啊。
And this baby has to face this pressure。
朋友们，这种不快乐。
Friends, that's not happiness。
真不在乎我们在哪里生活。
Happiness has nothing to do where we were living。
在中国不快乐。
We were not happy in China。
到美国以后，我们还是不快乐。
After coming to America, we're still not happy。
这是因为什么呢？
Why？
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
这是因为我们人都是有罪的缘故。
It's because we are sinners. We have sin.
人在这个世界里面之所以这般的不喜乐。
The people in the secular world are not happy.
没有平安。
There's no peace.
人和人之间的关系之所以这样的紧张。
Relationship among everybody is very intense.
这个世界之所以这样的败坏。
This world is so corrupted and dangerous.
是因为人都是罪人。
This is because humans are all sinners.
我们都犯了罪。
Have all sinned.
你可能会说。
Then you say,
我哪有什么罪？
What kind of sin do I have?
我又没有杀人，又没有放火。
I did not murder, and I did not set something on fire.
朋友们，圣经里面说我们是罪人，是有罪的人，不是讲我们有杀人，有放火。
Friends, when Bible says we're sinners, it means we have sinned. It doesn't mean that we are criminals.
圣经里面说我们是个罪人，是说我们什么呢？
When God says we're a sinner, what does it say?
是说我们本应该像上帝一样的，有公义，有慈爱。
That we were made in the image of God originally should be righteous and full of love.
我们本来应该有正直这样的像神一样的品格。
We should have been justice and these are characteristics of God.
可是我们没有。
But we don't have those.
人类自古以来就不认识上帝。
Since ancient times, people do not know God.
我们生来就是以自我为中心。
We are born to be self-centered.
我们生来就是会说谎啊。
We were born and we know how to lie, how to cheat.
我们会欺骗，我们会诡诈，我们会增进。
How to deceit and strive.
我们会仇恨，我们会嫉妒。
We have hatred and we have jealousy.
圣经称这些是叫做罪。
And these are sin that's mentioned in the Bible.
我们养孩子的人，我们都看得很明白。
For those that have kids, we can see this.
孩子小的时候。我们就教他们 你的玩具要给别人分享哦。
Since they're young, we teach them that they should share their toys.
可是孩子们在一起的时候，他会把自己的玩具给别人分享吗？
So when the kids are together, do they always share?
他只会玩他的玩具。
They just play, they want to play with their toys.
当他要玩别人的玩具的时候，
However, when they want to play with somebody else's toys,
他就会说，哎，妈妈说了，你的玩具要跟我分享。
And he will tell that person, my mom said you should always share your toys.
可是我自己要玩这个玩具的时候呢？
But when I wanted to play with my toys,
我还记得妈妈这个话吗？
I totally do not remember what my mom said.
不会的。
No.
这就是我们人。
And this is us.
我们生来就是诡诈。
We're born to be deceit.
我们生来就是以自我为中心的。
We're self-centered.
人有这样的自我中心，这样的罪恶的天性。
We have the sinful nature.
所以我们在后来的日子里面，一定是落在各样的罪孽过犯当中。
So while we're living, we will fall into sin and transgression.
我们叫自己受害，也叫旁边的人受害。
We will hurt ourselves and we will hurt people among us.
比如说增进这件事情。
For example, competition.
我曾经在许多的企业工作过。
I've worked in many companies before.
我曾经在国际一流的大公司里面工作。
I worked for a large international company.
我也曾经在硅谷的小公司工作过。
I've worked for a small company in Google.
我甚至于回国一段时间在国企里面工作过。
I even returned to China and worked for a state-owned company.
我还自己初创过一个小公司。
I even started my own business.
请问一下，在这所有的不同种类的企业当中，有哪个企业里面是没有增进的吗？
Let me ask you, among all these different kind of companies or working place, is there
no
competition?
人和人之间是一片和睦，完全没有增进的，有没有？
Everybody's peaceful, no competition?
没有哎。
No.
不管是中国的企业还是美国的企业都没有。
Whether it's Chinese or American.
每一个企业里面其实人和人之间的关系都很紧张的。
All companies have competitions.
勾心斗角，争权夺利。
They intrigue with each other and they ask for power for personal gain.
这是一个常态。
It's a common phenomenon.
所以人从天性，从本相来说
So from the human nature, from the essence,
一直到后天的行为里面其实都是满了罪的。
Including our behavior, it's full of sin.
我们不要小瞧这样的事情啊。
Let's not underestimate this.
因为真敬像这样的事情哈，常常导致人和人之间的关系十分的紧张。
Because competition can cause intense relationship between people.
也常常带来许多严重的后果。
And can lead to a very serious consequences.
我曾经有一个朋友。
I had a friend.
有一次在国内碰到他。
One time I saw him in China.
我说哎，怎么会这里碰到你？
How come I bumped you here?
他说回国散散心。
He said I wanted to come back to China to take a break.
你知道我这个朋友哈。
This friend of mine.
他们夫妇两个是我们那个地区的非常有名的人。
They're a very famous couple in my hometown.
那都是当年我们都是望其紧闭的榜样人物。
They set great example for us. We all look up to them.
他们夫妻两个很年轻就到美国来了。
They came to America at a very young age.
念完博士以后呢，就去了美国很有名的核能实验室工作。
After they had their PhD, they went to work for a nuclear company.
我说为什么要回国散散心呢？
So I asked him, why'd you come back?
他说太太最近过世了。
He told me that his wife passed away.
我说怎么回事？这么年轻生病了吗？
I said, what happened? Was she sick?
他没有说。
He didn't say anything.
后来我才知道。
And later I found out.
从旁边的朋友那里才知道。
From other friends.
他的太太把自己吊死在办公室。
His wife hung to death in her office.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为公司，因为在单位里面同事之间的关系很紧张。
Because the relationship she had with her co-workers got really intense.
觉得自己的待遇不公啊。
She felt she was treated very unfairly.
觉得自己该得到的东西没得到。
She did not receive what she deserved at work.
那个谁是谁，不怎么样的，她都得到了，我都没得到。
Who and who was not that good, but she received this and that.
因此一时想不开，就把自己吊死在办公室。
And she couldn't get out of that, so she hung herself to death.
我听到这个故事的时候，这件事情的时候，心中非常的震惊。
It had a huge impact to me when I heard about the story.
我顺便说一句，我后来跟她传福音。跟这个丈夫传福音。
And by the way, later I shared gospel with the husband.
后来这个丈夫就信主了。
And he believed in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers, sisters, and friends.
朋友们，在增进这件事情啊，很好像经常在我们的生活里面发生。
Strife and competition also happen in our daily lives.
我们不知道它会带来这么严重的后果。
We don't expect to have such a serious consequences.
增进这件事情其实是无处不在。
It's actually everywhere.
在家庭里面都有增进，对不对？
Even in our house.
丈夫和妻子之间有没有增进啊？
Is there competition between husband and wife?
常常也有。
Often.
很多时候夫妻之间吵架是为什么？
Oftentimes, a couple argues. What's the reason?
常常也是因为增进。
It's often because of competition strife.
国与国之间有没有增进啊？
What about between nations?
那就更严重了。
That's even worse.
就带来战争。
It caused war.
带来死亡。
Death.
所以朋友们，罪这个东西啊，真的是非常的可怕。
So friends, sin is very scary.
又比如说这个嫉妒这件事情。
What about jealousy?
我们生活当中有没有嫉妒？
Do we have jealousy in our lives?
请问一下，你的心中如果充满嫉妒的时候，你开心吗？
What happens when your heart full of jealousy? Are you happy?
那个心里面的嫉妒一起来的时候，
When you feel jealous,
你真的是苦不堪言啊。
You feel bitter.
嫉妒从哪里来的？
Where does jealousy come from?
我们生来就有。
You're born with it.
我们家最近刚刚得了一个孙子。
I just received a grandson recently.
有一天呢，他大约半岁的时候，
One day when he was about 6 months old,
他爸爸妈妈就是我的儿子带他们出去玩。
My son took him out.
然后那个家庭里面也有一个小孩子。
To a family friend, and that family also has a kid.
那我儿子呢就做一个实验。
So my son experimented something.
做个什么实验呢？
What is it?
就把我的孙子放下。
So he put my grandson there.
然后是把别人的孩子抱起来，抱在怀里面。
And decide to hold the other person's kid.
你猜发生什么事情？
You wonder what happened?
我这个孙子常常，一般来讲是很 happy 的。
My grandson's usually very happy.
可是他遇见这种的情况。
When he saw his dad was holding another kid.
他竟然在这个躺着的地方又哭又闹啊。
He started just crying nonstop.
这是为什么？
Why did he act that?
看见爸爸抱着别人家的孩子，他就哭了。
Because he saw his dad was holding someone else's kid.
为什么？
Why?
嫉妒。
Jealous.
所以，朋友们。
So friends.
嫉妒这些东西都是我们生来就有的。
The jealousy we born with it.
这些东西在圣经里面都叫做罪。
These are all considered sin.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do about it?
我们生来就有这些东西在我们的身上，我们怎么办？
How can we solve the problem?
我们自己有办法解决吗？
Do we have a way to resolve it?
我们自己是没有，完全没有办法的。
We don't.
因为这个不是一个表面的问题。
It's not a problem of surface.
乃是我们里面的一个本质的问题。
It's the essence, it's a problem of essence, the problem of our nature.
人生来就是有这样的一个本质。
We're born with this.
一个罪的本质。
The sin nature.
有人说社会发展了就好了。
Someone says if society is more developed.
大家生活富裕了就可以了。
Everybody have money and things will be better.
真的是如此吗？
Is that true?
中国的经济发展了这么三四十年。
For the last 30 years, China's economy has developed very well.
大家手上好像都有钱了。
Everybody seemed to be a little richer in China.
但是我们也没看见这些事情消失啊。
Have we seen these sin problem gone away?
有人说，好好的，我们要把教育搞好。
And someone says we have to strengthen the education.
我们要教育大家成为一个好公民。
We have to educate everybody to become a good citizen.
教育真的能够挪去我们里面的罪吗？
Can education remove the sin that's inside of ourselves?
我们常常看见博士毕业也是可以成为杀人犯的。
We see a PhD graduate can become a murderer.
所以弟兄姐妹们、朋友们
，So friends and brothers sisters，
我们这个里面的这个罪的问题，我们自己是解决不了的。
The sin inside of ourselves, we cannot solve this problem.
靠这个社会也解决不了。
The society cannot solve this problem.
那答案在哪里呢
？Where's the answer？
怎么样才能够解决我们这个人的罪的本质的问题呢？
How can we solve our sinful nature?
答案是在基督里。
The answer is in Christ.
若有人在基督里。
If anyone is in Christ.
原来有一条路啊。
There's a way.
这条路是什么呢？
What is it?
就是在基督里。
It is in Christ.
若有人在基督里面，这样这句话。
If anyone in Christ, this statement itself.
它包含着一个转变的意思。
It contains a meaning of transformation.
意思是说，人是可以转变到基督里来的。
It means that people can be transformed into Jesus.
那人怎么可以转变到基督里来呢？
How can people transform into Christ?
我们前面提到过。
We mentioned earlier.
信的人就是在基督里面，不信的人就不在基督里面。
People who believes is in Christ, and people who don't are not.
那在基督里面就如何呢？
So in Christ, then what?
他就是新造的人。
Then he is a new creation.
什么叫做新造的人？
What does it mean, new creation?
这个我们不太懂。
It seems not easy to understand.
那如果说我们是一个新人，也许我们还有一点懂。
Maybe if I said we're the new person, you may understand a little bit.
你什么时候曾经被称为是新人呢？
When are you being called a new person?
你结婚的时候被称为新人，对不对？
When you're getting married, in Chinese saying that you be called new person.
为什么你结婚的时候被称为是新人呢？
Why, when you are getting married, you're called new person?
因为你结婚了之后，你有一个完全不一样的身份了。
Because after you get married, you have a brand new identity.
以前你是做儿子或者做女儿的。
Before you were a son and daughter to somebody.
那现在呢？你就是某某人的丈夫或者是某某人的妻子。
Now you're a husband or wife of somebody.
你有个新的身份。
You have a new identity.
可是，当我们结婚的时候，我们被称为新人。那我们是不是新造的人呢？
So even though we're called a new person after we get married, are we a new creation?
好像不是。
We're not.
我们尽管结婚了，但好像我们还是原来那个人呢。
Even though we're married, we're still the original person.
我原来是什么样的个性，原来是什么样的性情，结婚之后还是一样。
Whatever personality and temperament I had after marriage is still the same.
比如说我原来是性子非常的急躁的一个人。
For example, if I were an impatient person,
那我结婚了之后，性子就变慢性子了吗？
After I get married, do I become less impatient?
没有。
No.
我还是很急性子的。
I'm still impatient.
那我们家的太太是一个慢性子。
My wife is a patient person.
我太太就常常跟我讲。
She often says,
你幸亏有我。
You're lucky to have me.
你要没有我，经常给你踩刹车啊。
If it wasn't for me, keep stopping you doing things.
你这部车可能早就开到沟里了。
Your car would have been ruined.
所以很多人婚前的一些毛病，结婚了之后就带进婚姻里面。
So all that bad habit you have before marriage, you bring it into your marriage.
常常引起婚姻关系的许多的问题。
And this causes a lot of problem among the relationship of married couple.
但是这里说什么呢？
But what does it say here?
若有人在基督里面。
If he anyone in Christ,
他就是一个新造的人。
He's a new creation.
他是一个新造。
He's a new creation.
他就是一个完全不一样的人。
He's a completely different person.
或者说他是另外的一个人了。
He's another person.
不再是原来的那个了。
He's not the old person anymore.
那怎么不一样呢？
How's that different?
首先，他的身份也不一样。
First, his identity is different.
那其次，他真的是有一个完全不一样的生命了。
Then he has a completely different life in him.
他有个什么样的不一样的身份呢？
What is the new identity?
在约翰福音里面曾经讲过一句话。
In John, Book of John, Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章第十二节那里说什么呢？
John chapter 1:12, what does it say there?
他说凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
It says, yet to all who did receive him, to those believing his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
接待他的就是信他的。
Receive him, meaning believing him.
这样的人呢，他们就有一个新的身份。
These type of people will have a new identity.
什么样的新的身份呢？
What is that?
做神的儿女。
Children of God.
做神的儿女啊。
Children of God.
做上帝的儿女啊。
Children of God.
上帝是谁啊？
Who is God?
上帝是万王之王，万主之主啊。
King of King and Lord of Lord.
做他的儿女，那比做这个地上的王子王女还要厉害啊。
Be children of this God is so much better than being a children of any king of this world.
我们常常说啊，这个时代啊是一个拼爹的时代。
We often says that in this generation we compare to be a good father.
你到外面去做了什么事儿，你只要说我爸是谁就可以了。
Oh, so when you go out, if you mention who my dad is, then things can be done.
把爸爸的名字一摆出来，你什么事儿都没有了。
If I put out my dad's name out there, things can be solved for.
那今天我们如果信耶稣了后会怎么样？
So if today we become, we believe in Jesus, what happens?
我们就成了上帝的儿女。
So we become children of God.
那我们就得着一个天父啊。
Then we get a heavenly father.
我们的父是谁啊？
Who's our father?
哇，这个我们这个爸爸就没有人比他更大的。
This father of us, nobody's greater than him.
我们有一个真正的一个好爸爸。
He is a great father.
所以拼爹的时代，我们如果真的信耶稣了以后，没有人可以跟我们拼的。
So this generation comparing whether whose dad is better. If we have our dad as God, God as our dad, nobody can beat us.
所以这是我们的新的身份。
This is our new identity.
那同时呢，做上帝的儿女，这个也真的是很厉害。
And also be children of God is also wonderful and amazing.
做他的儿女啊。
Be his children.
我们通常讲孩子啊，就是父母的生命的延续啊。
We often say our kids are the continuation of our life.
是谁的孩子就像谁嘛。
Whoever's kid it is, that the kids like them.
是谁的孩子，这个孩子身上就有他的生命的特征嘛。
Whoever this kid is, the kids will carry the characteristic of the parents.
好，现在我们是上帝的孩子了。
So now we're children of God.
那我们身上有什么呢？
What do we have?
那我们身上就有神的生命。
We have life of God.
我们身上有神的生命。
We have life of God.
这个很厉害。
This is amazing and powerful.
神的生命是一个什么样的生命呢？
What is God life?
神的生命就是一个圣洁的。
It is holy.
公义的。
Justice.
和平的。
Peaceful.
充满了怜爱，充满了慈爱和怜悯。
Full of love and mercy.
那神的生命里面是没有一点罪的。
In life of God, there's no sin.
没有说谎，没有欺骗。
There's no lying, no cheating.
没有诡诈，没有增进。
No deceit, no competition.
没有仇恨，也没有嫉妒。
No hatred and no jealousy.
本来我们原来是一个有罪的生命。
We had a life of, our life contained sin nature before.
因为我们有罪，所以我们可以把我们的生活搞得一团糟。
Because we have sin, our life is a mess.
可是现在我们从神那里领受了他那圣洁的生命之后呢？
Now we receive a life of holiness.
这好像就打开了一个祝福的大门一样。
It's like opening a gate of a blessing for everyone.
这有点像什么呢？
What is it like?
大家知道果树嫁接吗？
Does everybody know what grafting is?
有些果树啊，是非常能够结果子的。
Some trees can bear a lot of fruits.
好像野蛮生长一样。
They grow without a care or grow wildly.
可是它结的果子呢，又涩又酸呢，很不好吃。
But the fruit that they form are astringent and sour.
因此呢，一些有经验的果农呢，就把这个树呢给砍下来。
So a very experienced farmer would cut the branches off.
然后把这个枝子砍下来以后呢，就嫁接在另外的一些好的母树的上面。
And connect it to a better fruit tree.
那这样呢，这个枝子呢结出来的果子呢，就又香又甜，非常好吃。
In this way, this branch can bear a sweet, a good fruit.
朋友们，今天我们的天然的生命就有点像那个野蛮生长的果树。
Friends, our natural life is kind of like this fruit tree that grows without care.
天然的我们是结不出什么好吃的果子来的。
Naturally, we cannot bear any good fruit.
但是如果你愿意，
but if inside,
神就把你嫁接在耶稣的身上。
And we graft our branch onto God's life.
这样耶稣的生命就成为了我们的生命。
So that the life of Jesus become our life.
我们就可以结出甜美的果子来。
Then we could bear sweet fruit.
叫神得喜悦。
So that God can be pleased.
叫我们周围的人得喜悦。
So everyone around us can be blessed.
大家都可以享受我们生命的果子。
So people can enjoy the fruit that we bear from this life.
请问一下，这样的枝子之所以有这样的转变，是因为他自己很努力的结好果子吗？
Do you think that this specific branch had such a transformation on their own?
其实不是的。
No, it's not.
只有一个原因。
It's only one reason.
是因为他被嫁接在母树上面。
Because this branch is connected to a good tree.
母树的生命进入了他的里面，成为他的生命。
The mother tree's life entered into this branch.
这样他就可以自自然然地结出好果子来。
So naturally, this branch will bear good fruit.
信耶稣也是这样。
Believing Jesus is like this.
我们因着信就从神那里领受了一个新的生命。
Because faith, we receive a new life from God.
这个新的生命就自自然然地帮助我们。可以过一个新的生活。
And naturally, this new life will help us to have a new way of living.
所以十七节在后面说什么呢？
So what does it say on the second part of 17?
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has passed away.
什么是旧事呢？
What is old?
旧事就是我们刚才说到的那些在世界里面，在世界，在世俗里面的那些事。
Old are things that occur in the secular world.
用世界里面的价值的眼光。
Have a world value.
眼光是旧的。
The vision is old.
世界里面的追求也是旧的。
The pursuit in the world is now old.
过去的行事法则也是旧的了。
The principle of acting on certain things is old.
甚至是有过去的我们的生活的习性也变成旧的。
Even our habit are old.
我们刚才讲到这些事情其实都是被罪污染了，所以才是旧的。
A lot of these were contaminated by sin, therefore they're old.
因为这些东西在我们的身上，我们的生活其实有点苦不堪言。
Because of these sin, we live a very bitter life.
既然是旧的，我们喜欢吗？
If it's old, do you still like it?
有没有人喜欢旧的东西啊？
Anybody like old stuff?
不是叫你收藏古董。
It's not collectibles.
一般来讲，旧的东西没有太多人喜欢。
Most of the time, nobody likes the old stuff.
我们用 iPhone 手机用了三年、四年以后，就想要换一个新的，对不对？
For an iPhone, we often want a new one after a couple of years.
这些旧事现在，因为我们相信耶稣，就是已过去了。
This old has passed away because now we believe in Jesus.
过了这个字呢，其实意思就是去世了，死了。
Past means died.
意思就是说，这些旧的事情在你的眼中，在你的生命里面已经没有分量了，已经没有影响力了。
That these old things has no power in you, has no effect in your life anymore.
朋友们，这就很有意思哈。
Friends, this is very interesting.
不是因为我们信主了之后，我们努力地把旧的东西除掉。
It's not that after we believe in the Lord that we try our best to remove the old things.
而是因为我们信主了之后呢，我们变成了一个新造的人。
It's because after we believe in the Lord, we become a new creation.
我们里面的人改变了。
We changed inside.
我们有新的眼光了。
We have a new vision.
我们有新的追求了。
We have a new pursuit.
我们就自自然然的不喜欢原来那些东西了。
We naturally don't like the old things anymore.
就慢慢的脱离那些旧的东西。
We slowly break away from the old.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has passed. Behold, the new has come.
这个英文讲这个话的时候，确实是有一个情感、一个语气在这里哈。
In the English Bible, it has a tone to it.
他说：“看呐、啊。”
It says, "Behold."
所有的事情都成为新的啦。
Behold, all things have become new.
看呐、啊。
Behold.
很明显是一个非常兴奋的心情哈。
It reveals a heart of excitement.
哦，这个真的是值得我们兴奋的。
It's exciting.
我们的身份改变了。
Our identity changed.
我们原来 那个身份已经不再有了。
We're no longer in the old identity.
我们有一个新的身份了。
We have a new identity.
这个新的身份我刚才说了是神的儿女。
That is children of God.
这个新的身份，这个王比王子王女的身份还要厉害的一个新的身份在我们身上。
It's better than a prince.
那这就一定会叫我们开始有一个新的圣洁的生活。
And this will help us to start live a holy life.
我讲一个故事啊。
I want to share a story with you.
在十八世纪法国大革命期间。
In the 18th century during the French Revolution.
当法国国王路易十六。
The king, Louis XVI.
被法国的革命党人送上断头台的时候
were beheaded by the Revolutionary Party.
他的儿子后来被称为路易十七的
His son, Louis XVII,
那个时候只有八岁
was only 8 years old.
那这个路易十七呢就被革命党人呢送到巴黎的一个鞋匠家里面
So Louis XVII was given to the shoemaker.
这个鞋匠的名字叫做西门。
His name is Simon.
西蒙的任务是什么呢
？What's Simon's mission?
西蒙的任务是要将这个王子改造成为一个坚定的共和国的公民，一个普通人。
Is to transform this prince into a common person to become a citizen of the republic.
结果在西蒙的家里面，路易十七就被严厉的对待。
So when Louis XVII was at Simon's house, Simon was very strict with him.
那其中一项呢，就是西蒙呢，逼迫他讲贫民窟里面的粗俗的言语。
One of the things that Simon forced this Louis XVII to do is to speak a profane language like the people in the slum.
结果没有想到，这个小小的路易十七啊，坚决不从。
And this young Louis XVII refused to obey.
打他也不从。
He was hidden by Simon and he did not obey.
那西蒙问他就为什么会这样
？So Simon asked why.
这个路易十七回答说。
And he said,
八岁的孩子啊
，eight years old.
他说我是王子啊
，I'm the prince.
我不能讲那些话
，I can't talk like them.
这就是身份的不同带下来的生活不同。
This is the different living because of a different life and different identity.
我自己也有这份类似的经历啊。
I have similar experience.
我以前在中国大陆的时候。我是会讲三字经的。
When I was in mainland China, 三字经 I was cursing in Chinese. 三字经是
就是骂人的话。
Yeah, it's cursing. Yeah.
大家都知道三字经是怎么回事吧？哈，国骂嘛，国骂，中国人称国骂。
So all the Chinese people are familiar with what those words.
那时候我们讲三字经觉得很潇洒，你知道吧
？We think it's cool to say those words.
那我们讲任何的事情啊，都要先讲一句三字经才开始谈事儿的。
Every time we start a conversation, we would use those profane words.
我记得我曾经有一个同事到美国来后，也遇见这样类似的事情了。
I remember a coworker of mine.
我在一个公司里面工作。
I was working at this company.
我的同事呢，也是从中国大陆来的。
And this person is also from China.
他到我的办公室来，到我办公室来找我。
He entered my office.
站在门口，第一句话就是三字经。
The first few words he said was those cursing words.
然后再开始谈事儿。
And then he started having a conversation for work.
哎，我以前跟他一样的。
I was same, just like him before.
可是当我信了主以后。
But after I became Christian.
我这个话就出不了口啊。
I couldn't say them anymore.
我觉得这个很污秽，很肮脏啊。
I think it's very filthy.
我觉得我不能再讲这样的话。
I cannot say those words.
后来我回中国大陆去。
Then I returned to China.
我曾经跟很多的高级官员开会。
I've been with many high political people.
有的是市长，有的是省长。
Some are the governors and some are mayors.
我们在一起开会啊。
When we have meetings together.
这些所谓的高级人物。
These political people.
他们开口也是三字经。
They also say those profane words.
我当时就非常的惊讶。
I was surprised.
我在想，我为什么现在不讲三字经
了 ？I started to think why I can't say those words anymore.
因为我是一个新造的人。
Because I'm a new creation.
我自自然然就不再讲了。
Naturally, I don't say those words anymore.
我不是故意逼着自己不讲。
It's not that I force myself not to say it.
我是不愿意讲的。
I'm unwilling to say them.
我不想讲的。
Do not want to say them.
我里面改变了。
I've changed inside.
因为我有一个新的身份。
Because I have a new identity.
神的儿子的身份。
I'm children of God.
因为这个改变。
Because this change.
我的生活真是得到极大完全变了一个样子。
My way of living have changed significantly.
我刚才说到，我们夫妻关系以前是蛮紧张的。
I talk about that my relationship with my wife wasn't the best before.
常常拍桌子。
And often.Gets frustrated.
告诉我的太太
and tell my wife.
我的话就是法律
that my what I say is the law.
可是当我到教会里面来之后
after I went to church.
牧师教导我们说要爱你的妻子
the priest taught us to love our wife.
神家的孩子，神家的弟兄要爱他的妻子。
The children of God shall love their wife.
要爱到一个什么程度呢？
To what point?
他说，他用英文说的。他说 ，Her wish is your command.
He said, "Her wish is your command." That's how much you love
her. 就他的愿望就是对你的命令。
That your wish, her wish is your command.
要这样的爱你的妻子。
This is how you shall love your wife.
那请问一下，我现在还能够拍桌子说我的话就是法律吗？
Now can I still say that my words are the law?
你给我个胆子，我也不敢了。
I'm not bold enough to do so.
我自然而然夫妻关系就好起来了嘛。
And because of that change, our relationship got a lot better.
我对我儿子以前，那个我们之间关系也是非常非常的，这个叫我太太很不爽。
I also did not have the greatest relationship with my son.
我太太以前说我教育我的儿子。
My wife used to tell me.
就是四个字。
When I teach my son, there's usually four words.
简单粗暴。
Simple and rude.
我常常教育我的儿子的时候。
When I used to teach my son.
那时候我是会动手打他的。
I would hit him.
打完了过后，他都不知道我为什么打他。
After I hit him, he doesn't even know why.
哎，我那时候就是这样的一个爸爸。
Unfortunately, I was a father like that before.
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
我到教会里面来以后，开始重新学习。
After I went to church, I started to learn how to be a dad.
学习按照神的话来教养孩子。
How to teach our kids through God's word.
感谢神，孩子一天天长大。
Thank our Lord, our son start growing up.
我用爱来陪伴他。
I spend time with him.
所以这个孩子，我们之间的关系现在是真的是非常好。
Now that I have a really good relationship with my son.
前年结婚。
Year before last year, he was getting married.
他们两个非要在我们教会结婚。
They both want to get married at my church.
你知道在美国长大的孩子是不会这样干的。
You know, often the kids grow up in America will not do that.
通常孩子都跑到远远的。
They want to go as far away from their parents.
不会在父母的教会结婚。
Nobody wants to get married at their parents.
他不但在我的教会结婚了，而且还叫我来讲道。
Not only that, they got married at my church. He also asked me to give a sermon.
这就更稀奇了。
That's even more strange.
这个通常也不太会发生。
That often doesn't happen.
他们在结婚之前还叫我帮他们做婚前辅导。
Even before they got married, they asked me to give them the marriage lesson.
这个也是非常的稀奇。
That's also very rare.
他从小看见你和他爸爸和他的妈妈吵架。
This kid saw you fight with the mother.
他没有对婚姻失去信心就已经不错了。
And he did not lose the confidence in marriage.
还叫你来跟他做婚姻辅导啊。
But he and ask me to do a pre-marriage counseling.
这个通常不会发生。
That's very rare too.
但是在我们的家里面就这样。
But that's what happened to my kids.
信主了之后，我的价值观念也得到很大的转变。
My value changed after I became Christian.
2014年的时候。
In 2014.
我把中国的工作全部辞掉了。
I left work in China.
为什么呢？
Why?
我觉得我应该回家陪我的女儿长大。
Because I want to go home to spend time with my daughter.
我写了一个辞职信呢。
My resignation letter.
我递交上去。
When I handed in.
所有的人都不相信。
Nobody believed it.
这是什么原因呢？
Why?
这是什么理由啊？
What kind of reason is this?
陪女儿长大。
Spend time while he's growing.
总经理就不干了。
That you leave the position of general manager.
他们说不对。
No.
你肯定是有人挖你。
You must go into another company to work.
没有一个人能够理解这件事情。
Nobody understood.
公司里面的几万人没有人能够理解这件事情。
Thousands of people in this company did not understand why I did that.
可是我现在发现。
But I realized.
我当年做的决定真的是很正确。
This decision I made years ago
was a good decision. 我女儿回来的时候是八年级。
When I came back, my daughter was in eighth grade.
我陪她一直到十二年级毕业。
I spent my time with her until she was 12th grade.
又陪她大学四年。
And four years in college.
现在我们的关系真的是非常的好。
I have a really good relationship with my daughter.
这就是价值观念的改变。
That is change in the concept, the value.
你看重你的孩子胜于你的事业。
That you care for your children more than your career.
我回来的时候才45、46岁。
I was only 45, 46 when I came back from America. For a man who's
45, 46,
the career is normally the most important thing to them. How did I make this decision? Because I was a new creation. So that I can make such a decision. And it was proven it was a good decision. So thank the Lord.
朋友们,
Friends, every one of us needs a new beginning. And then exactly where does this new beginning begin? Let's read the verse one more time.
若有人在基督里,
if anyone in Christ,
他就是新造的人,
he is a new creation.
他就是,
he is.
这是一个现在式的句子,
it's a present tense.
表明现在因为我们信主了,
it means that now that we believe in the Lord,
我们相信了耶稣,
we believe in Jesus,
在神的眼光里面我们就是已经是一个新造的人了。
In God's eyes, we're now a new creation.
所以我们成为一个新造的人，是在我们信的时候就已经发生了。
So when does this happen? When we become a new creation, it's the moment that we believe.
不是说我们等我们努力了一番之后才会发生的。
It's not based on our effort.
是你一信，立即你就是一个新造的人。
The moment you believe, you are immediately a new creation.
哇, 这个信很厉害,
this faith is it's powerful.
这就像一个什么呢?
What is it like?
这像一个孩子从妈妈的肚子里面生出来。
It's like when a baby was born out of their mother.
尽管他生下来的时候很小,
even though they're very small,
很柔弱,
very weak,
但是他是一个新的生命生出来的。
But this baby is a new life.
我们中国人常常说啊, 只愁生不愁长。
There's a Chinese saying that you worry about giving life, but you don't worry about them growing because they're living when they were born.
他生下来是活的,
when someone has a life, they will grow.
生命生出来了。
A life was born.
当我们信的时候, 我们的生命就生出来了。
When we believe, our life is born.
原来的生活, 我们再也回不去了。
The old way of living will not be able to return.
从我们信的那一天开始, 我们再也不能够过跟原来一样的生活了。
The day that we believe, we're no longer living the old way.
我们这个人自然会自己转变。
We're naturally transformed.
一点一点的转变。
Slowly transformed.
朋友们, 这就是福音的奇妙之处。
Friends, this is how marvelous this gospel is.
我们今天信耶稣不是信一个宗教。
Today we believe in Jesus is not a religion.
我们不是信一个道德教训。
It's not a morality teaching.
我不是说你不能这么干，你要那么干， 不是这个意思。
It's not to tell you to do this, not to do that.
在我们中国， 这个教训可多了,
there are so many different teachings in the Chinese culture.
可是有什么用呢?
Does it do anything?
没有什么用的。
No.
信耶稣不是这样子的。
When you believe in Jesus, it's different.
信耶稣不是教导我们如何做。
Believing Jesus is not about tell us what to do.
信耶稣是教我们接受耶稣为我们所做的。
Believing Jesus means meaning we receive Jesus, accept what he did for us.
我们接受他,
when we accept,
接受他为我们所做的一切的事情,
when we accept everything Jesus has done for us,
只要我们接受,
as long as we receive,
他的生命就成为我们的生命,
as long as we accept, his life becomes our life.
这个生命生出来,
this life is born,
就带来极大的果效,
and have major impact.
就叫你有一个全新的开始。
Now you have a new beginning.
就叫你成为一个完全不一样的人。
You become a completely different person.
我自己就是这样子的。
It's me.
1998年我来到美国。
1998, I came to America.
很快就有人带我去教会。
Soon somebody brought me to church.
我第一天去教会。
The first day I went to church.
我心里就觉得这就是我要找的。
In my heart, I knew this is what I was looking for.
我真的羡慕在教会里面的这些人。
I envy everybody that was in church.
于是那一天我就信了。
On that day, I believed.
为什么那么快呢？
Why so fast?
为什么我觉得那是我一直要找的呢？
Why did I think that was something I've always looked for?
因为我看见教会那些人真的是很可爱。
Because I see how lovely those people in church.
他们的脸上怎么有那么大的满足的喜乐？
Their face shows joy and shows satisfaction.
那么有爱心啊。
And is full of love.
我想我将来要成为这样的人。
I said I want to become people like them.
你知道我一直以来我是不太开心的。
Because all these years I was not very happy.
尽管我从小我的一切都很顺利。
Even though I never really had much difficulties growing up.
我学习成绩也很好。
I was a good student.
我是我们那里第一个考上大学的。
I was the first person to go to college.
我是全校第一名考上大学的。
I was number one.
我考上上了大学我就上硕士。
After college, I went to graduate school.
上了硕士上博士。
After graduate school, I became PhD.
好像一切都很顺利啊。
Everything seems going very well for me.
可就是心里面不开心。
But deep down, I was not happy.
我在大学里面的时候，大学的时候，同学们甚至于送给我一个外号。
In college, my friend gave me a nickname.
叫忧郁王子啊。
That I was always down.
他们就问你有什么不开心的。
They always wonder what's wrong with you. Why are you so unhappy?
不知道。
And I don't know.
我想可能是极其没有安全感的一种表现。
I think it's a lack of security.
我博士毕业的时候。
When I graduate from my PhD program.
我在清华大学博士毕业。
I graduate from 清华。
我毕业的时候，我跟我导师曾经有一次谈话。
My professor and I had a conversation.
他就问我一句话。
He asked me.
他可能感觉到什么事情。
He must feel something's wrong.
他说你现在都博士毕业了。
He said you are a PhD graduate.
你还怕什么呢？
What are you afraid of?
我也不知道我怕什么。
And I didn't know.
反正就是心中很没有安全感。
I still feel very insecure.
顺便说一句。
And by the way.
我这个导师后来也信主了。
This professor I had a conversation with became Christian.
我到美国来信主了以后，回国去看他，我给他送一本圣经。
After I became a Christian and I returned to China, I gave him a Bible when I went back to China.
他后来可是做到清华大学的副校长的职位。
He became the vice president of Tsinghua University.
我们之间常有联络。
And we often connect with each other.
到现在还常有联络。
Even until now.
非常的开心。
I was very happy for him.
弟兄姐妹们。
Friends and brothers and sisters.
直到有一天。
Until the day.
我来到了美国。
I came to America.
我进入教会。
I entered church.
我发现教会里有一群完全不一样的人。
I noticed there's people that are different in church.
我真的羡慕。
I was so envious.
我真的那时候对福音还完全不了解。
I wasn't that clear about gospel.
但是我就是想我要做这样的人。
But I was determined to become people like them.
于是我那天就举手决志相信。
And I raised my hand and believed that day.
朋友们。
Friends.
若有人在基督里面，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里面
，If anyone in Christ，
这里面其实也包含了一个意思哈。
It also implies something.
就是如果有人自己愿意相信，那就相信。
It's by your personal choice if you choose to believe.
你也可以选择不相信。
You could also choose not to believe.
这个是很有意思的一件事情。
That's a very interesting thing.
我们看我们的神说话还挺客气的。
It seems our God talks to us very nicely.
你可以选择相信我，也可以选择不相信我。
He tells us you can choose to believe me or choose not to believe me.
你有这个自由，有这个权利。
You have this freedom and you have this right.
朋友们，我们知道我们信的这位上帝啊。
Friends, we know that this God that we believe in.
他不是像我们中国人所想象的那种神啊。
It's not like the God that Chinese people have in mind.
坦率地讲，我们中国人所信的神呢，其实不太神的。
honestly, the gods that Chinese people believe in are not very godlike.
你看玉皇大帝是玉皇大帝是在我们中国人的神里面是最大的。
玉皇 emperor is one of the biggest gods that Chinese people believe in.
可是一个孙猴子就可以大闹天宫嘛。
But a monkey can make or stir up the area.
所以我们中国人的神其实是不太神的。
The god that Chinese people believe in are not very godlike.
但是我们所信的这位神。
But the God that we believe in,
他是创造天地的主。
He's a creator of heaven and earth.
我们所这世界上面所有的神都不敢宣称他是创造了天，创造了地。
No God on this earth have claimed that they are the creator.
只有我们这位神才是可以。
Only this God that we believe in claim he's the creator.
他不但创造了天，创造了地。
Not only he created heaven and earth,
而且还创造了我们人。
He created us.
我们的生命本来是他从他那里来的。
Our life was given by him.
他本来就是我们的父。
He was originally our father.
这样一位上帝。
This God.
他千呼万唤，巴不得我们来信靠他。
He truly hoped that we could believe in him.
可是他仍然是尊重我们。
But he respects us very much.
他叫我们自己选择。
He let us choose ourselves.
你可以选择相信我。
You can choose to believe.
你也可以选择不相信我。
And you could choose not to believe.
但是我们知道一件事情。
But we know.
我们可以自己做选择。
We can choose ourselves.
但是我们不能够选择的结果。
But the consequences comes with the choice that we make.
我们那个结果，你做了什么样的选择，就带下什么样的结果。
Whatever choice you make, it brings down the consequences.
你不信，就有不信的结果。
If you don't believe, there's consequence to that choice.
你信，就有信的结果。
If you believe, then there's consequences to believe.
所以我们就把这个选择交给大家。
And we want to give that choice to everybody today.
我们要好好的想一想这个问题。
We really have to think hard and reflect about this question.
所以我现在请求大家低下头。
I asked everyone to bow down their head.
每个人都低下我们的头。
Everybody bow down their head.
我们仔细想一想。
And think about
这个福音。
This gospel.
我要相信还是不相信？
Do I want to believe or do I not want to believe?
我相信他。
I believe.
我就可以得到永远的生命。
Then I can receive an eternal life.
我就有一个新的身份。
I have a new identity.
一个新的生命。
I have a new life.
也会必然会带下一个新的生活。
It will bring a new way of living.
这是我们信的结果。
This is the consequence of belief.
我刚才说的。
Like I said earlier.
我们真的是每个人都需要一个全新的开始。
Everyone needs a new beginning.
有了这个全新的开始。
With this new beginning,
十年、二十年一定会产生非常大的不一样的果效。
10, 20 years later, you'll see the transformation, you'll see the effect.
就像我和我的弟弟一样的。
Just like me and my younger brother.
信和不信，天壤之别。
The difference between belief and non-belief.
上帝巴不得我们每个人都可以得到这个极大的祝福。
God wants us to receive this blessing.
就像我得到了祝福一样。
Just like I received this blessing.
朋友们。
Friends.
今天你听了这个信息，愿不愿意接受这位上帝？
Today, after you heard the message today, do you want to believe in this God?
如果你愿意，可以把手轻轻地举起来一下，好吗？
If you're willing, please raise your hand.
你如果真的感动，愿意相信这位神。就请你把手轻轻地举起来一下，好吗？
If you're touched and you want to believe in this God, raise your hand.
谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢主，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主，好，请放下。
Thank the Lord. You could put your hand down.
还有吗？还有弟兄，还有朋友们
，anybody else,
愿意相信吗？
Anybody else want to believe in this God?
你从来没有听过这样的一个事情。
You've never heard about this before.
真的是一个全新的开始摆在我们的眼前。
A new beginning is in front of you right now.
我们每个人都需要。
Everybody needs it.
愿意的，请把手举起来好吗
？If you're willing, raise your hand.
愿意吗？好，看见了。
I can see you.
举稍微举高一点点。
Just a little bit higher.
好，感谢主，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
接受他就是得着新的生命。
Accept him is to receive the new life.
接受他就是旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Accept him is old has passed, all things new.
还有没有？还没有愿意接受的
？Anybody else today?
好，我们再给一点点时间好吗
？I want to give you a little bit more time to think through.
愿意的就把手轻轻的举起来就可以了。
If you want to believe, you can raise your hand at your seat.
朋友们，尽管我们是轻轻的把手举起来，这么一件简单的事情。
Friends, even though it's as simple as raise your hand.
但是神绝不轻看。
But God looks at it. God does not ignore you. God sees it.
我到教会第一天。
The first day I entered church.
我就把手举起来了。
I raised my hand that day.
我真的那天没有东西太听懂的。
I was not fully clear on the gospel.
但是我就是愿意。
But I was willing.
所以我就轻轻地举了一下手。
I raised my hand.
后面我的生命就真的被改变。
And after that, my life changed.
因为神看见。
Because God counted it, God saw it.
改变是神要在我们身上所做的事。
Change is what God wants to do in us.
所以举手不要有压力。
No pressure to raise your hand.
好像我举了手，我就要怎样一样。
You're not obligated to do certain things even if you raise your hand.
不需要。
No.
我们举了手之后，我们就成为神手中的工作。
Once you raise your hand, you become work in God's hand.
他会帮助我们。
He will help us.
他会成全我们。
He will support us.
所以我们不需要有压力。
There's no pressure.
还有吗
？Anybody else?
好，感谢主，感谢看见了，看见了，放下了，感谢主。好，请放下，
<Thank S 2>
请放下，我看见了。
You can put your hand down.
还有没有
？Anybody else?
还有没有？在这个新年里面的这样的一个好机会。还有没有？还有没有愿意举手的
？Great opportunity this new year. Anybody else?
还有没有？还有没有一个？还有没有一个
？Anybody? One more.
还有没有一个？哦，感谢神，感谢神，看见了，看见了，感谢神，感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank God.
呀，这实在是宝贵，是非常宝贵的福音。
This is such a precious gospel.
大好的消息。
It's a great news for everyone.
我们每个人都应该得到。
We all shall receive.
还有没有一个
？Anyone else?
还有没有一个愿意举手的
Any other person?
还有没有一个愿意举手的
？Anybody want to raise your hand?
好，最后一次机会，好不好
？One last chance.
还有人愿意把手举起来吗
？If you're willing, raise your hand.
就是愿意就可以了。
If you're willing.
不懂没有问题。
If you don't fully understand,
我只要愿意就可以。
Okay, but if you're willing.
呀，还没愿意举手的，还有没有愿意
？Anybody else?
还有没有最后一个？还有没有最后？哦，看见了，看见了，感谢赞美主啊！感谢赞美主啊！神看见了，感谢赞美主。感谢主，感谢主，
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。我们今天有许多的朋友们都举手决志。
We have so many people that raise their hand.
好，现在我邀请你们刚刚举手的朋友们。
Now I invite you that people that raise your hand earlier.
还有在场的所有的弟兄姐妹们。
And all the brothers sisters.
我们来做一个祷告。
We're gonna pray together.
对于没有刚刚举手的弟兄朋友们。
For those that raised your hand earlier.
就是这就是一个决志的祷告。
This is a sinner's prayer to convert.
其他的弟兄姐妹们，我们也一起来。
We all pray together.
陪同他们一起来祷告。
We pray together with those friends that raised their hand earlier.
我们就求神来帮助这些新决志的弟兄姐妹。
We ask God to help all of the new brothers sisters that just raised their hand today.
悦纳他们的决志。
Accept their belief.
悦纳他们的愿意相信的心。
Accept their willingness to have a heart to believe, to accept.
好，我们低头。
Let's pray.
我说一句，你说一句啊。
I will say one statement, and you will repeat after me.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
我感谢你今天让我来到这里。
I thank you for bringing me here.
让我听见了这福音。
So that I heard about gospel.
让我听见了这好消息。
That I heard this great news.
主啊，我实在是愿意。
Lord, I'm willing.
愿意相信你。
Willing to believe you.
愿意接受你。
Willing to accept you.
尽管我很多东西还是不懂。
There are many things I may not understand yet.
但是我确实愿意。
But I truly willing.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
求你帮助我。
May you help me.
求你悦纳我。
May you accept me.
求你与我同在。
May you be with me.
在我以后的日子里面
，the life after today，
真的是像你所应许的
，as you promised，
叫我成为一个新造的人
，that I could become a new creation，
在你的面前蒙悦纳。
That be accepted by you.
有一个全新的生活。
Have a new way of living.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
我知道这对于我来说。
I know.
是一个全新的开始。
This is a new beginning.
我真的开心有这样的一个全新的开始。
I'm truly delighted to have this new beginning.
我把我自己恭敬地仰望在主你的手中。
I put myself in your hand.
求你祝福我一生的路程。
May you bless my journey.
带领我一生的脚步。
Lead me my way for rest my life.
我这样的祷告。
I pray this.
是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
It's to pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Great. Amen. 我们鼓掌刚才决志的。